5.
Larry Williams Drive.
Okay, on to Brexit. We're only hours away from a major development in the Brexit saga. Crucial meeting between UK Prime Minister Theresa May and her cabinet will take place tonight, our time. May will ask her ministers to back a draft agreement on Brexit that was reached with the EU. So does this mean the divorce deal is finally done 2 years and 5 months after the Brits voted to leave the EU? Oliver Hartwich is the Executive Director of Think Tank New Zealand Initiative. And Oliver, welcome in and thank you very much. Is this far from a done deal? What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think it's a bit too early to tell whether we've got a deal, because even the cabinet ministers in London really only had a few minutes or hours to just read this 500-page document, and they were only able to do so in a secure reading room, and they weren't even able to take it home. So nobody's actually seen this deal properly.
Do you suspect that the EU are trying to screw more out of the UK?
Well, the EU simply can't afford to give the UK a favourable deal, because otherwise other countries might want to try the same. Just imagine that Britain now got a deal that actually freed it from the EU, gave it independence, let it do its own trade policy, and then imagine that this experiment works for Britain. Other countries would actually queue up to do the same.
Well, it could work, couldn't it?
Well, it could work if Britain was actually able to regain its trade policy. But, of course, that's exactly what the European Union tries to avoid. So they wouldn't want to give Britain that independence.
So if they can't regain their trade policy, effectively they're not leaving the EU, are they?
That's exactly right. They wouldn't leave the EU. The EU would still make the rules. The EU would still police the rules with the European Court of Justice. And Britain couldn't do much about it.
And that's why UK voters voted to leave in the first place.
Exactly. So you actually can't square that circle. Britain really wants to have it both ways. They want to have a strong trading relationship with Europe. They also want to, of course, keep the country together. Think of the Northern Ireland question, because Northern Ireland, there would be a hard border otherwise. And at the same time, Britain wants to regain control of its own trade policy that they didn't have since 1973. So you can't actually bring all of this together.
Okay, the Irish border is a major sticking point, isn't it? So they want the border, or May wants the border down the Irish Sea, doesn't she?
Well, actually, May wants to keep the United Kingdom united. That's the thing. May wants to keep Great Britain and Northern Ireland united outside the European Union, but the European Union, of course, wants to make sure that there won't be a hard border between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland, and actually you can't square that circle either.
Can the UK leave the EU and still have a common customs arrangement?
Well, of course it could, but it wouldn't be favourable to Britain, because Britain, actually, the point of leaving is getting out of that customs union, being freed to do your own thing. Staying in the customs union really doesn't do anything for Britain. It would just be a continuation of EU membership by a different name.
What about trade deals? So they go no deal. Okay.
Well,
they can do free trade deals with whoever they want.
Well, they couldn't. As long as you're in the customs union, you wouldn't be free. You wouldn't be allowed to do that.
All right. So they go out of the customs union. What's the deal then? They're free to do trade deals, but they're not free. There's no freedom of movement. Is that right?
Exactly. And then, of course, we've got the question of Ireland once again. So actually, you can't really come to an agreement that works for everybody.
So what's going to happen? I think there's going to be about 40 MPs, Tory MPs, that are going to rebel against such a deal.
Hard to predict, but what I would expect is actually Cabinet to somehow approve this deal, even though nobody really has read it, not even Cabinet ministers, and then it will go to the Commons. And in the Commons, we'll have a debate, and I think that Theresa May is likely to lose that debate, lose the vote, and then she's finished as Prime Minister.
Okay, but as a new Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, are they going to achieve anything more?
Probably not. Probably we'll see just an exit from the EU without staying in the customs union. It would be the no-deal scenario that we've been talking about. And maybe Boris Johnson is just waiting for that moment to take over, because currently nobody really wants to inherit this train wreck.
See, what I don't understand is we're hearing that this divorce bill will be something like £40 billion. This UK has to pay over 40. Why?
Well, the argument was that Britain had previously committed to some spending for the EU, and therefore they now have to pay £39 billion in total. Well, that is also, of course, in order to reach a favourable deal for Britain. But, OK, they might not have to pay this if there is no deal.
You think there may be... when you say no deal, you mean Britain just goes it alone, or what? There's no deals and you vote, or what?
Well, no deal would mean Theresa May takes this package now to the Commons. She loses the vote in the Commons, so there won't be a deal agreed between the United Kingdom and the European Union, and therefore there is no deal, and Britain just falls out of the European Union on the 29th of March next year.
Good or bad?
probably really bad in the short term for Britain, probably much better for Britain in the longer run, because then at least they would be freed to do their own trade deals.
What are some of the downsides of this for the UK? They're talking about, you know, businesses moving to the EU and all this sort of stuff, and trade will stop. Is that for real?
No, I don't think so, because, I mean, look at other European countries that are not part of the European Union. Look at Switzerland, look at Norway. They are not part of the EU, and they are still quite prosperous countries.
What chance of a new vote? You know, you got Blair, you got all the former prime ministers lining up. We need another vote.
Yeah, sure. If you really want to destroy British democracy, that's what you would want to go for. You can't do this. All parties have promised before the referendum to stick to the referendum result, no matter what it is. Now they have to deliver on that. Otherwise, I think you can bury the British political system.
Okay, Oliver, so you're the prime minister then. You'd be saying no deal, and you just walk away. Wouldn't give them 40 pence.
Pretty much that's what I would have done, but I'm not Theresa May.
Okay, thank you, Oliver. That is Oliver Hartwich, Executive Director of Think Tank NZ Initiative. Newstalk ZB, it is now 17 past 5.
Reduce calorie intake from carbs, sugar and fat with XLS Medical Max Strength.